Hi there, and welcome to Sister Catherine's podcast. When we're loved, we thrive. It's that simple. But there are so many things that stand in the way of accepting that God loves us all. He loves us individually, He loves us separately, and He loves us specially. The truth is that you can walk free of the wounds that are binding your heart and suffocating your relationships. You can experience that total, blessed, forgiving love of God, and I want to accompany you on that journey. So welcome, and today we'll be talking about devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus as we live it in midlife. When I think back to my childhood, in the dining room of our home is an unassuming image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus that was embroidered by my grandmother. I can't ever remember a time when it hasn't graced the walls of our home. Beneath the image is a simple glass shelf, a small votive candle, and a pamphlet about the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in the home. There is another image of the Sacred Heart that stands out to me from my childhood. In St. James Church, our parish at the time, to the right of the main altar is a marble statue of the Sacred Heart. As a child, I often would stand before that Sacred Heart statue and pray. And when I was able to light candles there, it was very special to me. Even today, when I return home for vacation, I stop to pray before this statue when I make my hour of adoration in the church every morning. In my teenage years, I read the book, The Imitation of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. From what I remember, each chapter of the book developed one of the virtues of the Sacred Heart of Jesus that we could imitate in our own life. And the text was structured around a conversation. It was a conversation between the disciple and Jesus. When I read the book, I could hear, just about hear, Jesus speaking to me. These are beautiful memories. Today in my 50s, however, after half a lifetime or more of relationships and problems, of dreams, of the joy of giving life and love to others, and of disillusionments and sorrows, my devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus is very different. So here are some ways in which someone in their 50s lives their love for Jesus and their devotion to His most Sacred Heart. So by the time we've entered midlife, our hearts, like the heart of Jesus, have been pierced, and maybe they've been pierced many times. No one escapes sorrow in their life. When our dreams have been dashed or our trust betrayed, our hearts are pierced, as was the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Sometimes we may react in anger and aggression, but even this anger is a sign of the depth of the pain we are in. It is like a cry lifted to heaven for mercy and help. At other times, we have borne our sorrow in silence and in patient love, and in so doing, we have become more like Jesus. By midlife, we've loved and been betrayed and decided to keep loving. The mystery of the love of the heart of Jesus is that even after betrayal, Jesus continues to love us. Even after His death, when His heart is pierced by a lance, He pours out blood and water, which are symbols of the sacraments, His continued presence within us. There are many times in our lives, no doubt, in which we can look back on ways we reacted for which now we are sorry. We haven't continued to love. We've perhaps collapsed inward to protect ourselves, or maybe we lashed outward in anger. But I bet there is at least one time, if not more, in which we have decided to keep loving, even if we stumbled along in trying to carry out what we have decided to do. In that decision, in those sometimes fumbling steps, we have loved like the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And for any of those times in which we haven't kept loving, when we've been hurt or outraged by the actions of another, we can find right now our refuge in Jesus' most Sacred Heart, where He continues to love us with such great tenderness. The more we choose to love, the more we become like the Sacred Heart of Jesus. By midlife, we've given our life for others. Perhaps we haven't literally laid down our life for another, but every time we've put another first, given birth to and raised a child, gotten up in the middle of the night as a doctor, police officer, or firefighter, stopped to pray for someone in need of God's help, given up our plans in order to be of service to another, dedicated our life to God as a priest or religious, made an ethical decision in an uncomfortable situation. In these and in many other situations in our life, we follow Jesus and have given our life for others. Christianity is the walk of discipleship by which we become Jesus, who selflessly made Himself the servant of all, even unto death, so that we might have life abundantly. By midlife, we've forgiven and been forgiven again and again. Jesus told St. Peter that he needed to forgive 70 times, seven times, meaning always. In any human relationship, the only glue that can hold it together is reconciliation, because none of us is perfect. Even the relationship between man and God can only be held together through forgiving love, God's forgiving love of us. Without that love, we would cease to be. In the second half of our life, we can't even begin to count the times we have forgiven others and been forgiven by others. Learning to live in a greater readiness to understand, to show compassion, and to treat others and ourselves with gentleness makes us more and more like the Sacred Heart of Jesus. By midlife, we've assumed responsibility for our place in salvation history, at times at great personal cost. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said yes to love, yes to us. Though he asked that the cup of suffering might pass him by, he was ready to do whatever would fulfill God's will so that we would be reconciled to him. As parents, religious, priests, professionals, people in the single state, we know by now that we are actors on the grand stage of history, that our yes, sometimes at our own cost, is what is needed so that another might find grace. Remembering these yeses throughout our life helps us realize all that we have given and how much we have become like Christ. So, at midlife, by now, for all of us who are in our 50s or older, we have learned that devotion to the Sacred Heart is not simply a set of prayers. Devotion to Jesus' most Sacred Heart instills in us compassion and the capacity to suffer with, to feel what the others feel, so that we can walk side by side through life's journey with all those that Jesus sends our way. And it is through the mercy of the most Sacred Heart of Jesus that we gain the strength to do this each and every day. So let us pause. Is there one person, one place, one situation that comes to mind right now? A person, a place, or a situation that fills your heart? Someone or something or an event that you don't want to think about, or that insists on invading your memory and imagination. Take this memory. Take this memory and cast it into the heart of Jesus. Write on the walls of his most sacred heart the names of those who have hurt you, or the names of those whom you have hurt. Take refuge in Jesus' most sacred heart and find comfort in your sorrow. Lock in this compassionate heart those you worry about or those whom you have lost. Hold Jesus' hand and ask him now to strengthen you and to comfort you. Amen. Would you like to continue this conversation? Join me on my Patreon project called Sister Catherine's Podcast for soul healing meditations, step-by-step guides to freeing your heart, practical guides for spiritual growth, and so much more. Thank you.